So I got a problem, and I have been working through our cookbook, and there's some good stuff in there. And unfortunately, there's some things in there that I really shouldn't be eating, and but they're so good. And so there's this one kind of delightful, is really simple, very savory kind of treat, and it's got that kind of saltiness and lots of herbs in it. It's just really, really wonderful. And well, I tell you what, if you stick around, I'm going to give you the recipe. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope you're doing great. Now, this Sunday, we're going to continue our three-week series called A New Vision, and it's inspired by the new vision statement of the United Methodist Church, which goes like this: The United Methodist Church forms disciples of Jesus Christ who, empowered by the Holy Spirit, love boldly, serve joyfully, and lead courageously in local communities and worldwide connections. And that's pretty cool. Over the next 3 weeks, we started last week. We'll do some good work on Sunday and then the following Sunday. And over these times, we'll be uncovering practical ways each of us can live out these values, not just as individuals, but also as a community, as a church family. So this week, we'll be focusing on what it means to serve joyfully, not just to serve, but to find joy in the midst of all that. And to ground us in this, I have a few passages of scripture that I'd like to share with you, and we will be working with on Sunday. First comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Short, powerful little passage here. Words from Jesus, who says, "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet," and this is an important part of our gospel story, washed his our feet. "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I have given you an example, just as I have done, you also must do." And to kind of keep the idea going, this is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. And the author says, "Above all, show sincere love to each other, because love brings about the forgiveness of many sins. Open your homes to each other without complaining, and serve each other according to the gift each person has received as good managers of God's diverse gifts." So, what does the heart of Jesus look like when it's fully revealed through us? This Sunday, we'll discuss the importance of serving others and doing that with joy and compassion, drawing parallels between Jesus's acts of service and our own call to care for those who are marginalized and hurting and vulnerable. We'll get to work through this. We'll discover how this kind of service actually might inspire us, inspire inside of us deep and lasting joy, not just happiness, not just kind of like, hey, that felt good, but joy in the midst of what we are asked, encouraged, invited, expected to do. See, we have, over the last year, since October 2024, we've had this year-long campaign encouraging each other to do 150 acts of kindness, encouragement, and witness in anticipation and celebration of our church's 150th anniversary. Kind of 150 for 150. And I know different people have done this in different ways. We didn't sort of like put a checklist out for anybody. We've offered lots of suggestions, but we're getting very close to our time of celebration in just a few weeks. And, people have been doing stuff. It is remarkable, some of the stories that I have heard about the care and compassion that people have done, not always in huge, spectacular ways, but very meaningful, but very kind of personal and intimate ways. And if you're behind, here's a great chance to kind of catch up. So I hope that you'll have a chance to do that. Maybe you'll be inspired in the midst of all this. And, you know, actually on Sunday, to help us envision this call to joyful service, we're going to be hearing stories from our mission team that went out this summer, stories from our youth and adult participants who served this summer in Eastern Kentucky, and how they worked with our ministry partners at Centerville UMC and the Appalachia Service Project in helping make homes warmer, safer, and drier, and doing that for families in need, and doing that with each other in ways that are kind of, you know, fun and loving and really kind of beautiful. So I'm excited about hearing that. We'll see pictures, we'll share stories, and, you know, perhaps we will find ourselves moving in good ways. Now, before I close out today's forecast, let me tempt you again with that savory treat I mentioned. It's in our brand new 150th anniversary Expanding the Table cookbook. And it is it's a recipe, like I said, it's really simple, savory, beautiful. It's from Lucille Berry. Now, Lucille was a resident at Somerset Retirement Community, and our church visited and helped, you know, her, transported her and her sister to appointments over the years, and just kind of formed a really good relationship with Lucille. And now in 2011, when Lucille was 92, she moved away. Her sister had died, and Lucille moved to a different location. But before she did, she gave permission for us to share her special recipe for crazy crackers. All right, so crazy crackers are a gift that she would give as a thank you when people would offer a ride or a bit of help and that sort of thing. And so I think that she's probably smiling, knowing that this good is continuing on in 2025. So here are Lucille's crazy crackers, the recipe, so that you can make it in my home. So you're going to need a cup of canola oil and a quarter teaspoon of granulated onion, and then a half teaspoon of dill. Maybe 3-5 drops of hot sauce. Now, you can adjust the hot sauce to your taste. And, you know, not all hot sauces are the same. So you pick your favorite in the midst of all that. I have my favorite. I would love to know yours. So a quarter teaspoon of granulated garlic, a package of Italian salad dressing mix, a half teaspoon lemon pepper, and then two packages, maybe 10 to 12 ounces each, of oyster crackers. It's harder to find oyster crackers anymore, but they're there. You can find them. So what you do is you preheat your oven 300 degrees, and then in a large mixing bowl, you kind of dump it all together, all the spices and the seasoning with the oil. And then hold on the crackers, add the oyster crackers after you've kind of mixed up all of the spices and the seasoning and that sort of thing. Add the crackers and stir until it's evenly coated. You want to get a cookie sheet and spread the coated crackers onto that cookie sheet, single layer. Don't be stacking them up because it's not as good. So and then you throw them in the oven, bake them for 20 minutes, stirring gently. Don't make a mess. Stir gently with a spatula about halfway through. Don't stir with your fingers. Okay. And then you want to cool it completely before you transfer it for storing or serving and the like. So give it a little chance to cool down. And, you know, if you're going to give it away to some, you know, this is a great gift. Obviously, Lucille was dropping in on people as a thank you. So, if you want to do that, you can place the cooled crackers in small bags or an airtight container, and you can freeze them. It's just great. You know, there's this kind of nice little tip at the end. It's like, adjust seasoning to taste. Now, you know, I like to dial up some things. I love rosemary. You know, drop a little bit of extra rosemary or garlic in there, and I'm a happier person. So add more hot sauce for some extra zing, or more dill for a fresher flavor, and I hope that you're going to enjoy it. And let me know, because this is good, and it's easy. Do you know, this is not hard. So I hope you will make that and enjoy it. And if you want more recipes like this, you can download and print your own copy of this and other delicious recipes in our Expanding the Table cookbook. All you have to do is visit us online at sterlingumc.org/D150, the letter D, lowercase, 150. And there you can also find information about the things that we're doing as a celebration of our 150th anniversary. We'll be doing that all throughout the month of October, and it's going to be great. So listen, friends, God bless you. Take care of yourself. That's your Sunday forecast for the week. Can't wait to worship and learn and serve together with you this Sunday. Take care.